This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes, y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42,
puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20. Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes,
y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42.
Puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Conan, guess what?
What up?
You know, spring has sprung, and our friends at Manscaped have the best tools for some spring cleaning. And they've already helped you tidy up all the nooks and crannies of your body's basement, but this year, Manscaped can help you get the perfect presentation of that beautiful face with the new Beard Hedger Pro Kit. Now, there's a lot of neckbeards in professional wrestling, all right? So make sure you look your best this spring by using the code K100 to get 20% off, plus free shipping at manscaped.com. So for all you neckbeards out there, I know there's some, you know, there are a lot of you, but the ones that have the well-trimmed beard, it's time to tame your mane with the Beard Hedger Pro Kit. The sun is peeking back out, which means you'll have to show your face in the daylight again. That's right, you gotta get out of the house. So use the kit to make sure your scruff looks award-winning, whether you've got glorious beard flow or some smooth, sleek cheeks. So the kit starts off with the Beard Hedger. It's a waterproof cordless trimmer with a rotary wheel that gives you 20 hair-cutting lengths. That's 20 lengths, that's a lot, all with one guard. So no more messy drawers full of add-ons. Like, you know how you have all those guards and you have to keep them in your drawer and they're lying all over the place? You know, it's funny, too, because my cats steal the guards.
Right.
And go and play with them. Like, I'll come home and I got the guards of my my beard trimmer, Beard Hedger, are on the steps, are on my trimmers, right? Okay, so no more of that with the Beard Hedger. It comes with titanium-coated T-blades that are tough on hair but smooth on your face, leading to single-stroke efficiency that brings satisfaction one stroke at a time. It's a high-tech piece of art, a travel-sized package with a long-lasting battery, universal charging, and a strong motor, right? So you don't have to worry about charging it all the time. And next, the kit is the liquid goods that make you feel good. Start with the beard shampoo and conditioner. You gotta have that. You can't treat your beard like you treat your pubes. That's why the kit is a special shampoo and conditioner, specially designed to moisturize, reduce ingrown hairs, that's very key, and replenish your beard's natural oils and promote beard health. It also has this the Manscaped Beard Oil. And the nutrient-infused oil relieves dryness both on the beard and the skin beneath while adding a little shimmer and shine to liven up the look. And then it has the Beard Balm. And it's a pomade that shapes, styles, and moisturizes, bringing the amazing scent of fresh eucalyptus, rosemary, and lavender essential oil. So it's got like a, you know, like a gel for your beard. It's awesome. So not to mention the Beard Hedger Pro Beard Kit also comes with three free gifts. A beard brush, comb, and scissors to ensure your beard is ready to impress. So if you have a beard, or if you want to grow a beard, you got to use this. It's the Beard Hedger. and you can save 20% off for free shipping with the code K100 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off for free shipping with the code K100 at manscaped.com. That's M-A-N-S-C-A-P-E-D.com. Focus on the face and use the Beard Hedger Pro Kit for the cleanest look in the game. And if you want to start a beard, you have to get this product.
This is incredible. If you haven't purchased this yet, you'll be happy you did when you do. So get all your grooming needs at manscaped.com. Boom.
It's a hell of a deal. Conan.
Yep.
I have something I want to say.
What up?
If you're a regular listener to K100, you've heard us talk about our friends at Legacy Sports Nutrition. Now, Nick Aldis may be on probation indefinitely, but he knows what he's doing when it comes to supplements, and you, our faithful K100 fans, have been proving it time and time again. In fact, Nick and his wife, Mickey James, were at WrestleCon in LA over WrestleMania weekend, and they met several K100 listeners who are now loyal LegacySubs.com customers as well, including this shout-out here to Jay Baca, who was finally able to meet Nick in person and tell him that since he started using Legacy products about 1 year ago, he's lost over 50 pounds and over 10 inches from his waist. Jay was so excited to share his progress that he bought his Legacy products with him to show Nick, and you can see those pictures at the LegacySubs.com Instagram page. Jay is currently using Absolute Men's Wellness Formula, MCT Oil Caps, and Ultimate Test Stack. We want to take a moment to give a shout-out to Jay, and huge congrats on your awesome progress. Shout-out to Nick Aldis and Legacy Sports Nutrition for these amazing results. If you want to transform your body just like Jay, go to LegacySubs.com now and always use the code K100. That's K100. It's the most used code on the site ever. That's a testimony to our listeners. For 10% off your entire order and show your love and support for the show, level up with LegacySupps.com. Legacy Subs.
Yo, go check it out. They got pre-workout stuff. They got stuff to help you improve your memory. They got stuff for recuperation after workouts. What do you use, Joe?
Much like Jay, I also use the Ultimate Test Stack. I've been using that for a few months, and it's really helped when I do the fight camp workouts with energy and recovery, and also, of course, the recovery PM, as we all know, helps you sleep a lot better and you wake up very refreshed. So, been recommending this for a long time, and I still do. I mean, it's very, very helpful stuff. It'll make you feel better.
We all use it. It's very effective. There's a reason why they've stayed with us. Our listeners have been buying it, and Jay Baca's proof of its effectiveness. So get healthy, stay healthy with Legacy Subs. Boom.
I think you could make a case
that
of all the podcasts out there, and if you look at all the fan bases of all the podcasts, that our fan base might be the most physically fit of all the podcasts. Because if Nick is selling, if like we're the number one sellers of his products, you would think they're. I mean, you see what wrestling fans look like generally, right, Conan? I mean, that's right. Kind of like, yeah. So we're helping, we're improving the lives of our listeners one day at a time.
And
what
I
do you
think they appreciate that. Yeah.
Yeah, they do.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Okay, yo, we're back with another episode of K100 Sports. We'll start it off with a little bit of basketball. Glenn, the old adage, no substitute for experience. The old heads, if you will, the Lakers and Golden State, they beat teams with better records, younger, faster. You know what I'm saying? I mean, yeah. The Lakers straight up embarrassed Memphis by 40 points. I mean, yeah. Dylan Brooks, who talked all that ish, was a non-factor.
And they're not bringing him back.
And they're not bringing him back. And LeBron never – and here was Vince's LeBron. He never addressed the disrespect from Dylan. He just showed and proved. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right. Well, this is what the Lakers want, is they have they're healthy.
Right.
You know, they got all the guys healthy, which they can stay healthy during this run. They can win the NBA championship, you know?
Plus, I also feel that LeBron is like, let's just make it to the playoffs. We can make it to the playoffs – you know, and everybody's healthy. And, bro, they showed it. You know, game one against Curry, fucking AD, like 30 points plus, like 20 rebounds, block shots.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But we have seen LeBron will his team to victory. Remember when they were down 3-1 against Golden State, and he basically brought them back to victory, you know? But at the same time, the babyface assassin, fucking Curry, bro, he destroyed Boston in the finals last year. When he's on – inside or outside, he's unstoppable.
Yeah.
You know, there's going to be a real good series. What do you think of, because you picked Phoenix to go all the way. They're down 2-0.
And, I know.
And our boy, the point guard, is out. What's his name?
Paul.
Chris Paul.
Yeah, he always gets hurt, though. Until Phoenix loses, until a home team loses a game here, I think Phoenix is going to win the next two games at home because the Nuggets have one of the best home field advantages in the league this year. They're one of the best home teams. So they just, you know, they.
And let me also say this. We talked not too long ago about one of the greatest game seven performances we ever saw by Jimmy Butler. Mm-hmm. How about Curry's game seven performance was 50 points?
Unbelievable, these guys.
Also,
it looks like I don't know. I'm you know, it's tough playing, first of all, because the Suns don't have a good bench. And it's very tough playing in the altitude at Denver when your guys have to put a lot of minutes and the other team is like deeper than you. And so that's, you know, as the game went on, they just.
Not only that, the top guys in Phoenix have played a lot of minutes, especially Booker and Durant, you know.
Right.
New York barely beat Miami with no Butler. I think, you know, that next game in Miami with Butler, they're going to see, you know, that taste defeat. Boston showed Philly and their new MVP, which is well deserved because I had picked Jovic, is that how you say it?
Jokic.
But the last 2 months, Embiid was just on fire.
Right.
You could tell he was a little rusty, not his usual, like, aggressive self. Right. And you could tell that Boston just kept going at him because they knew his injury might flare up and his conditioning wasn't there. But when he didn't have to move and he was just kind of just lurking around the basket, he had, like, 5 block shots, you know?
Well, plus, the Sixers stole game one from them.
Yeah, they did.
Surprised you didn't want to talk about that.
They were mad. They did. They went in there and we fucking lollygagged. We talked about it in the last show.
Right.
They lollygagged. They didn't take them seriously. They reunited around Harden because Embiid wasn't there. Harden had a 45-point game. Maxey went off. Everybody went off, you know, and Boston got embarrassed. And I'm sure they heard it. And they came back with a fucking vengeance because they fucking beat Philly by over 30 points. Bro, in the fourth quarter, they had already sat down their bench.
Right.
Now, let's go to hockey. You know, one of the worst nights in my history as a fan. Bro, we're leading. We come home. We go to game seven. There's like a minute left in the fucking game. This guy fucking scores. And then we go into overtime and we lose. We lost three straight games to the Panthers, who they rallied around each other. They wanted to win. And obviously Bergeron was hurt and Krejci was a little hurt, but still, they should have beaten them.
Well, you just wasted. Mark Mann was right when we were talking about this. You just waste too much energy trying to get that record. You didn't really have any You didn't have any play. You didn't have any. There was no pressure of loss, like where you could get like you know, Florida's been playing playoff hockey for like the past 3 weeks trying to get into the playoffs. You know, so they've been playing with a sense of urgency.
Very good point.
Boston was just trying to win. You know, exerting all this energy, trying to, and this, bro, it's just like they got trapped. You know, the other team's playing playoff hockey; they're playing harder, and you know, and they're getting your goalie sucked. Omar had never had any playoff experience, and he made a mistake in game two. He made a mistake in game six. He was horrible. You know, so
and he was great during the season.
Yeah,
but playoffs is a whole different pressure, whole different ball game. Yeah,
whole different animal.
Before Shopify, were you wondering, where are my sales at? Now you're selling with Shopify, the global commerce platform supercharging your selling. You have no problem selling online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Gary, easy on the cha-ching.
Oh, sorry, but my Shopify sales are through the roof.
Start selling with Shopify today and discover how millions of businesses around the world use Shopify to ignite their selling. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen. Shopify.com/listen.
Are you struggling to lose weight and keep it off? Tired of wasting time and money on starvation diets that lead to more frustration and stress? If there was a weight loss solution that could actually work for you, would you try it? Then head to Golo.com.
I'm Steve. I lost 138 pounds in 9 months on Golo.
I'm Amber. I've lost 128 pounds with Golo Taking Release.
If you're ready to take back control of your life, head to Golo.com now and see how Golo can work for you. That's Golo.com.
My sleep is way better. My inflammation has gone way down. Golo saved my life. I was way overweight. That's what sent me down the path. I wanted to make sure and live for my kid.
I have literally tried everything. I was on the verge of getting gastric bypass surgery, and I saw the Golo commercial, and it was the last thing I tried because it worked.
Join over 2 million people who have found a better way to lose weight with Golo. Your healthier and happier life begins at Golo.com. That's Golo.com. Again, Golo.com.
Did you see when they were, and here's a problem, and I said this on the last show, but the problem of winning the President's Cup is like, usually when you win the President's Cup, since like 2000, early 2000s, you don't even make it to the Stanley Cup. The Boston Bruins did that like in 2004, 2020, and now, and they never made the Stanley Cup. Did you see when they were throwing just so you know, after the Bruins, Florida's my second favorite team because they're from Miami. But did you see when they were throwing every time Florida scored and they were throwing the plastic rats on the ice?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right. Remember when that started in the 90s?
Yeah. 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 That's hysterical. So Florida and Toronto now. I still like Toronto now, even though Florida took game one. Seattle and Dallas, the Kraken are just – same thing happened in the Kraken Stars game. That happened with the Vegas game last night. The guy on the losing team had scored 4 goals. Yeah, the guy scored 4 goals and you lost. It's like, you
know, I know.
That's unbelievable, right? That's happened two nights in a row. It's like, that's what a statistical anomaly that is, you know? But
it is.
Yeah.
I think, let me just say about the Toronto thing. I think Toronto's so happy to get out of the first round, but I think Florida's got this swag like, bro, we just beat the best team in the league and in history. And that's what I got out of that game, because I watched your game too, the Las Vegas game, and Drysdale. That's how you say it?
Drysdale. Yeah.
Holy shit, 4 goals, which was like a 40-year-old record held by Messier and fucking Gretzky. You know, when you're in that company, that's saying a lot, you know?
Right.
But bro, they really, and I know that you saw this, they really fucked up with like 2 minutes left when they did the goalie pull, the full line change.
Yeah.
And then they had to spend the rest of the time in a power play situation, and they hit an empty net goal, and then it was a wrap.
Well, it's a wrap.
Huge mistake.
Well, the Vegas Golden Knights are like the best team in the league entering the third period with a lead. Now that Boston's out. So that system, they just like, you know, they hang on. And so but they got to be leading going into the third period. And that's their goal.
It's going to be good, man. They're Edmonton's pissed from everything I was reading. Like, they're really mad.
So it's going to be good. And so New Jersey, I figured they'll make a series of that. They got blown out the first 2 games against the Rangers and came back and made a series. So I think that's going to change, because I think they're the better team. I want to talk about the U. Go ahead.
Let me tell you this thing I read today, which you'll get a kick of. So did you know that the Patriots traded back 3 spots with the Steelers?
No.
Okay. So basically what they did that because they wanted him to draft the last offensive tackle prospect left. There were 4 of them. Okay. Because the Jets needed one for fucking Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
So the Pittsburgh moved up from pick number 17 to pick 14, leaping over the Jets, who are 15, who actually – grab one of your boys, George's Broderick Jones, right?
Right.
But listen to this. This was done by Belichick solely to prevent their heated rival from getting somebody that they needed. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And remember, there's a lot of heat there, because remember that Belichick was the coach of the Jets for like one day? Remember that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then remember that Spygate in 2007? That's when the Jets coach kind of told on them?
Right. Yeah, like, yeah, right, right, right. Yeah.
Like there's a lot of heat there. So they're saying that Belichick did this on purpose so they couldn't get the offensive tackle they needed for Aaron Rodgers. Pittsburgh got it instead, and the Jets ended up getting the Georgia boy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Let's talk
about – what were
you
going to say?
I want to talk about this week in a couple of combat sports this weekend because it's an interesting so there's a couple interesting fights I'm looking at. So Canelo's fighting – bro, do you really think about this Canelo fight? I have no idea who this guy is, Ryder.
No.
But it's made Cinco de Mayo, so that means Canelo's fighting.
Right.
And, like, against a guy that, like – I'm going to say, what are the odds on this? Let me see this. It's kind of funny because, like, because the Vegas Golden Knights game is at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, which means I can actually go to the game because they want to get that game over before the boxing starts because there are two different – I think the boxing's in the MGM Grand Garden Arena and the Vegas Golden Knights game's at T-Mobile. So, but let me see here. Boxing. Oh, my God. It's like – if you want to bet on this Ryder guy, you're getting 10-1 bet. If you want to bet on Canelo, you got to bet $200 to win $10. That's how big of a favorite he is. I'm like,
bro, this is going to be huge because it's in Guadalajara, Mexico, which is where Canelo's from.
Oh, wait, they're fighting in Mexico.
Yeah. Hey, maybe, I don't think maybe he's ever fought in Mexico.
Oh, wait. I thought there was fighting here. Okay, so it's fighting. Okay, maybe that is why the Golden Knights game is at 4 o'clock is because they're doing the well, I don't know. It's kind of weird. I wonder why that game is not on Saturday night. It's kind of weird. Okay, so Alvarez by TKO, or by KO, is minus 350. By decision is plus 300. So if you think this guy can, you know, make it to the go the distance with him, you know, that's a good price for because Canelo should beat him. But if you think this guy's going to upset him, you can get him plus 1,300 on a knockout and plus 1,800 on a draw, on a decision.
I follow boxing a lot, and I don't know who this guy is. I guess he's from London.
Right.
They call him the Gorilla, but he's got 18 KOs and 37 fights. That's not a lot.
Right. Half his fights, yeah, whatever. So I'm not really interested in that. What I am interested in is, so this UFC card coming up, it's got Cejudo versus Aljamain Sterling. I'm not really into that one, but... this was supposed to be Oliveira against Benny DeRouche, okay, which is a good fight because, okay, right? Well, they Oliveira got hurt, and now he got put on the next card, okay? But they made Bilal Muhammad against Gilbert Burns. That is a very big fight because both of these guys – so Dana White finally said, okay, Colby's fighting Leon, and the winner of this fight gets the winner of Colby versus Leon. Bro, all this Bilal Muhammad guy does is win. He just wins. And he wins as an underdog. I kind of like him. I'm very interested in this fight. What do you think?
It's going to be a good fight. You know, that's what makes UFC what it does. You know, you don't know who's going to win. They're both great fighters, and you don't know who's going to win. This is a matchup I'm looking forward to.
Yeah. So very interesting. So there's good TV on Saturday. I got the Golden Knights around at 4 o'clock. The WWE pay-per-view. Will be on at like 7. The other show will be on at the WWE paper will be on when the Golden Knights game is on. And then they got the fights after that. So yeah, I'm going to be watching some combat sports this weekend. I like it. So that's been our sports talk.
If you got any questions, comments, send them to K100questions@gmail.com. Boom. This has been K100 Sports.